A long time ago, in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior was born, which is Christ the Lord.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? We're doing the Christmas play. You know that. Everybody's here. Our parents are here. Hey, Mom.
Well, see, I've been thinking about it, and I'm not sure I believe it all.
What? Don't believe it all? Don't believe what?
I don't know if I believe the Christmas story. Well, see, when I was younger, I believed in Santa Claus. And do you know what happened there? He's not even real.
This is worse than I thought.
Here, take some deep breaths. It's supposed to help.
Wait, I've had an epitome.
You mean epiphany?
Whatever. I'll tell you the story of Christmas, and you can decide if you believe it or not. But whether you believe it, it's still true. And the amazing thing that since it's true, no one can take it from you.
All right, well, if you think it'll help, thanks.
Let's do it. A while back, there was a young woman named Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, do you believe yet?
I don't know. Is she supposed to be talking to me?
Mary lived in the town of Nazareth. The town is still there. You can go and see it.
Oh, thanks.
Mary was promised to be married to a man named Joseph.
Lucky guy.
Quiet. One day, Mary was visited by an angel of God.
Now see, right there, an angel here on earth talking to some girl named Mary. I mean, there's no archaeological proof of that.
Did you have breakfast this morning?
Yes, cereal.
No. You got archaeological proof of that?
No.
My point exactly. So this angel says to Mary,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Doesn't that sound like a strange greeting to you?
I imagine Mary thinks so too. She looks pretty scared.
Don't be afraid, Mary. For what is conceived in you is from the Holy Spirit. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
How will this be, since I'm a virgin?
So how's that possible? She's not even married.
Shh! The angel's gonna tell her.
The Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
That is not what they told us in health class.
I told you to be quiet. The angel's still talking.
Even Elizabeth, your relative, will give birth to a baby in her old age. For nothing is impossible with God.
It's amazing what the medical field can do these days.
Dude, this is over 2,000 years ago.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Who's this Elizabeth anyway? Did you skip a page?
Wait, Mary has one more line.
I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
Then the angel left her. And then Mary got ready and hurried to the town in the hill country of Judea to see her relative Elizabeth.
Hey, where's she going? Who's this Elizabeth chick?
Elizabeth was Mary's older cousin who lived in another town. She had been married to a man named Zachariah for many, 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 many years.
Strange. She doesn't look that old.
This is an actress. Months earlier, the angel had visited Elizabeth's husband, Zachariah.
Dude, I knew you skipped a page.
The angel had visited Elizabeth's husband, Zachariah, when he had come to offer the sacrifice at the temple.
What's the temple?
Like church, but before Jesus.
Oh.
The angel said,
Hey, is that the same angel?
Yes, it is. See, it was the same angel. We like to try to stay as close to reality as we can here.
Oh, yeah. I can see your angel there. Looks a lot like the real thing.
The angel said to Zachariah,
Zachariah, do not be afraid.
Your angel there seems to say that a lot.
Actually, angels are quite imposing figures. You can look it up in various passages in the Bible where angelic appearances are recorded. Almost all of them reflect on how frightened the person seeing them became.
Dude, are you all right?
Anyway, they had to say it almost every time.
Say what?
Don't be afraid.
Zechariah, your prayer has been answered. Your wife Elizabeth will give birth to a son. You are to call him John. He will be a joy and a delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. He will be great in the sight of God, and will help to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man. And my wife is well along in years.
Whoa, did you hear what he just said? He called his wife old. Dude, is he in trouble?
Oh, he did something worse than that. He questioned the angel. Watch this.
I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and unable to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at the proper time.
But hey, what happened to his voice?
Gone.
Laryngitis?
Power of God.
Whoa.
You said it.
Well, it's sure that Zechariah didn't say it.
Sure enough, just like the angel had said, Zechariah and Elizabeth were soon expecting their first child, despite their old age. But Zechariah still couldn't speak. It wasn't long at all before Mary came to visit her cousin Elizabeth.
Elizabeth! Elizabeth? Elizabeth! Hi. How are you?
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished.
My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
Mary's visit with Elizabeth and Zechariah lasted about 3 months, and then Mary went back to Nazareth.
Bye, Mary.
Bye. Do you believe yet?
I don't know.
When Elizabeth's time came, she was delivered of a baby boy, just as the angel had told Zechariah. When it was time to name the baby, their friends and neighbors asked them,
Am I still pregnant?
What's the baby's name?
His name is to be John.
But none of your relatives are named John.
Yeah, you have to name him after someone in your family.
Zechariah, what do you think about this?
What is the baby's name to be?
John.
Suddenly, Zechariah could speak again.
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come and has redeemed his people. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of their salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God.
Whoa, all that time in silence must have given him a lot of time to think about what he would say.
And John grew up and became a great man of God, just like the angel had said, and later he would be known as John the Baptist.
He was a Baptist?
Let's not get into that right now. And so, that's the end of part one. Do you believe yet?
I don't know.
Well, let's listen to some music and then we'll have part two.
Will Mary be back?
Oh, I'm sure she will. She's a pretty big part to fill.
All right, then.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will mend, the dumb will speak, the praisings of the Did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child
Meanwhile, back in Nazareth, we find Joseph, the man pledged to marry Mary, asleep in his bed. Joseph has had a hard day, because as soon as Mary got back, it was obvious to everyone that she was going to have a baby.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Now, Joseph was a very good man, so he wanted to be kind and generous towards Mary. But since he knew the baby wasn't his, he wasn't sure what to do next. While he was still considering his options, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream.
Oh no, not that guy again. Didn't you have anyone else who wanted to play an angel?
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not know her until she had given birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Do you believe yet?
I don't know.
Here. You do it a while.
What? Why?
Because my mouth is tired. I've been talking all night.
Well, that's for sure. Where'd you leave off? Oh, here it is. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that everyone in the Roman world would be counted. Why on earth would somebody want to do something like that?
Tax base.
Oh, now I get it. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. Hey, is this almost over? Because I'm getting hungry. Are there going to be cookies?
Yes, there are going to be cookies. There are always cookies. Now read.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Do you believe yet?
I don't know. That's a pretty baby you have there.
Yes, he is the Son of God.
And that's the end of part two.
Time for cookies?
Nope, time for songs.
Join with me in a congregational song, Silent Night. Mr. Peachy.
It's funny.
Thank you. little town of Bethlehem.
Near the little town of Bethlehem, there were some shepherds living in the fields, watching their flocks by night.
Come on, sheepies.
Hey, I have a joke.
Hi.
Let's hear it.
What do you get when a kangaroo and a sheep collide?
I don't know.
A wool sweater with very big pockets.
Yeah. I got one for you. What do you call a very religious sheep?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A Baptist.
Oh, here's one. What do you call a sheep with no legs?
I don't know.
A cloud.
You should find some jokes.
Yeah.
You should stop telling jokes.
Looks like a good spot.
And all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were really scared. Wait, don't tell me. Not, oh no.
Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has told us about."
Which way is Bethlehem?
It's this way.
No, it's this way.
You just want to go that way because your mom's house is that way.
Yeah, I'm her favorite.
Guys, let's just ask someone for directions.
We're men. We don't ask for directions.
How we find Bethlehem then?
Guys, don't get so bent out of shape about this. According to Google Maps, Bethlehem is this way.
Oh, okay.
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
That was good.
While by the sheep we watched at night, glad tidings brought an angel bright. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. There shall be born, so he did say, in Bethlehem a child today. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. There shall the child lie in a stall, this child who shall redeem us all. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. This gift of God we'll cherish well, that ever joy our heart shall fill. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen, which were just as they had been told. Well, that's that. What a nice Christmas story.
Hey, hold it. What happens next?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Yes, I do. What happened to Mary? What happened to the baby? How am I supposed to believe in Christmas if I don't know what happened?
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes.
Careful. Wanting to know is the first step to believing.
All right. I want to know. Tell me.
Well, okay. We'll read it together. You can start.
Not too far away lived King Herod. He was king of the whole area where Mary and Joseph were living. Hey, why don't I like him?
'Cause you got good taste.
Who are those guys?
Those are some wise men that lived in countries nearby. They have come to worship the baby Jesus.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Where is the one who's been born, King of the Jews? We saw a star in the east and have come to worship him.
King Herod knew the ancient prophecies that there would be a Messiah born to the Jews. He knew that this was the king they were talking about. He secretly didn't want there to be any king but himself. He called all the Jewish leaders together and asked them, "Where is the Messiah to be born?"
He will be born in Bethlehem.
King of the Jews, you say? Tell me more. Exactly when did you see the star appear?
So the wise men told King Herod exactly when they had seen the star appear.
Go and find him. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can come and worship him as well. Thank you.
Wait a minute. I don't like this. Herod means to hurt them.
It'll be okay.
No, it won't. We've got to do something. We've got to warn her.
There's nothing to do. Do you want to go on and hear the rest of the story?
I don't know. Yes.
Okay, then let's read. The wise men went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
And now it's time for silly songs with the wise men.
Over mountains and valleys it led them each night, a star of most radiant light. Three wise men rejoiced as they journeyed afar to behold such a beautiful star. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Others saw the star, but they followed it not. To them it would come and would pass. The wise men kept trusting with all of their hearts that the star would find the baby at last. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Another route? You mean they didn't go back to Herod? Mary is safe? Yes.
Well, not quite.
Well, hurry up. Keep reading. Here, let me do it. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Oh, no. You're kidding me. Not again.
Joseph, get up. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is seeking the child to kill him.
So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where they stayed until the death of Herod.
Yes, they made it. She's safe. The baby's safe. Even Joseph is safe. That is the greatest story ever. That is the coolest angel I have ever seen. Angel, nice. Good work. So, is that the end?
Well, almost. Later, Joseph was visited by another angel, which told him that Herod had died. So he and Mary and the young child Jesus moved back to Egypt from their hometown of Nazareth. And there is a happy ending. Jesus grew up, lived a sinless life, taught about God who was his father, and later paid the price for the sins of the world, that all who believe in him might have eternal life. So now the question is the same one Mary has been asking you.
Do you believe yet?
Do I believe yet? Yes, you know, I think I do. I really do.
You see, it really is a Christmas to believe in.
That was awesome. Time for punch and cookies?
Right after the last song.
I do believe. You know, I think it was that angel. He was really great.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Angel. Oh, you're actually doing that.
Thank you.
I believe in starlight that led the wise men on their journey through. I believe in Christmas. I believe in Jesus. I believe the story.
Well, the question was asked, I believe in Christmas, do you? I believe that for all of us here this morning, you know, we've come through time. Some of us have come through 60 Christmases, some 10, some 5. You know, we've heard the story, we've heard it over and over again, but I'm just challenged this morning again to throw out there that everyone here this morning, do you really believe in Christmas? You know, we get into this Christmas season. We get into this time where we give gifts to each other and we have parties and, well, you know, we have dinners and that kind of thing. And so we all get together. We have a good time, and it's all around the birth of Jesus Christ. And sometimes I think we can miss the actual meaning and can miss what it really means that we're doing. You know, the Queen of Sheba went to King Solomon with a gift, and that gift was, they're estimated about $6 million worth of gold and silver and other precious stones and animals and that kind of thing. Quite an impressive gift that the Bible talks about. But the Bible also talks about another gift that was given, and that was when God gave his son Jesus as a gift to each and every one of us. I think how often that we get gifts and it's not quite what we wanted. But this was a perfect gift. This was a gift that has no value. You couldn't place value on the gift of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, being given to you and I for our sins. And so I think to take it lightly is really in the face of God to reject that gift. You know, we give gifts and sometimes they're rejected. And there's places where you give gifts and there's places where you can take them back and get them exchanged. But the perfect lamb that was given, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, wipes away every sin for all people. And today, I want to challenge you, if you're sitting here this morning and you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, it is the perfect gift. It was given for you. We don't understand. It's unexplainable why God would give his only son for you and I, sinners, wretched people, that God would give his son for us. We don't understand that, but we do know that the Bible is true, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but would have everlasting life. And then in John 3:18 it says that if you do reject this gift, you're already condemned. And so I believe the challenge this morning is, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe the sacrifice that was made in Jesus coming and dying for your my sins? So to leave this place this morning without recognizing the challenge that is before us, and that is, do you believe? If not, if you're here this morning and you recognize that your life is not right with Christ, after we're finished here, contact someone, get in touch with someone, and anyone here will be able to help you to lead you into a place where you have a right relationship with God. Because that's what it's all about this morning. That's Christmas, to be right with God. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you. We praise you this morning for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your holy written word. Thank you, Father, for the gift that has crossed through ages and has stood and is not, there is no need to return it. It is the perfect gift, the gift of life, the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that this morning, if there's anyone here who has not bent the knee to the cross, Lord, I pray that you would help in every situation, Lord, to bring individuals to the place of repentance, to the place of understanding that there is need for a Savior. And Father, I pray that as we go through this Christmas season again this year, that it would be a time for your honor and for your glory, and that we would not miss the reason that we are together and that we celebrate and that we give you the honor and the praise and the glory for it. Father, we thank you today for your goodness. And thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts again through this Christmas story. And I pray, Lord, that as we go from this place, we'd be able to share it with others, and that the story would go on and it would not be lost. In Jesus' precious name, amen.